listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Thank you for joining us this morning. Ako po si Alfred, one of the pastors here in Victory. Ako po'y nagagalak at kayo po ay sumama sa amin sa pag-worship sa Panginoon sa umagang ito. We are now on the fourth week of our series, Future Hope. Let me just say this, okay, at the very beginning. Ito po yung gusto kong ikutan lamang po natin na idea. Knowing what Jesus did in the past assures our future, and knowing what He'll do in the future guides our present. Let me say that again. Knowing what Jesus did in the past assures our future, and knowing what He'll do in the future guides our present. And that is what I want us to really talk about this morning. Kasi po, pag alam po natin yung mga bagay na yan, yung past, future, mas maayos po ang magiging present natin. And so, kagaya po ng mga nangyayari sa ating panahon, no? Dito po sa, lalong-lalo na po sa ating lugar, no? Ngayon po ay September na. At minsan po, ito rin po yung mga panahon na kung saan nararanasan natin yung habagat sa ating area. At sa ating pong mga nakaraan, alam po natin, ganito po yung mga panahon na medyo merong nakakaranas po tayo ng mga bagay-bagay na hindi maganda. Pero ako po yung natutuwa dahil sa mga nakaraang taon na tayo po ay natuto na. Yung mga LGUs natin, medyo mas magaling na silang mag-respond sa mga nangyayari. At ganun din po yung mga tao, no? Bago, madali na po silang lumikas bago po dumating yung talagang danger sa kanilang mga lugar. So, ibig po sabihin, kailangan po natin talagang tinatanaw din paminsan-minsan yung ating nakaraan upang maihanda po tayo sa ating paroroonan. At that is what we want to talk about today. Actually, sabi nga po ng isang kaibigan ko, si Pastor Glenn, last week, sabi po niya, it is not a question of if kung darating yung habagat, but it's a question of when. Kaya kailangan po prepared tayo. Kailangan po tayong maghanda. And that is what this message is all about. This last 4 weeks, ito po yung pinag-uusapan natin. Paano po ba tayong magiging handa? Because it's not a question of if God will come back, but it is a question of when Jesus will return. So, sa umaga mong ito, let me invite you to please open your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Chapter 4 na po tayo. Okay, so please open your Bibles to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll be reading from verses 13 all the way to the end of chapter 4. I will be reading from the English Standard Version. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for today. I pray, Lord, that may you help us comprehend what Jesus did in the past to assure our future and help us understand what he'll do in the future to guide our present. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ito po, yung question po ng when, no? Kasi nga po sinasabi natin, it's not a question of if, but it's a question of when. Pero minsan po, yung question na when ay nagiging controversial. Dahil po sa mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari. Remember po, noong 2 weeks ago when I preached about this series, sinabi ko po na napakadami na po na mga tao na nag-predict kung kailan darating yung Panginoon. At kanila, and I'm pretty sure, no, maganda po yung mga puso ng mga taong ito na nagsulat, na nag-aral, at tiningnan, at talagang tinitingnan na maging maliwanag para sa ating lahat. I'm pretty sure na maganda po yung kanilang puso. Ang kanilang puso ay para ma-encourage tayo. Pero minsan, ang nangyayari, hindi ganun, no? Imbis na ma-encourage tayo, minsan nagkakaroon ng takot. And that is what I want to really come against with today. But I'm pretty sure, no? Again, maganda po yung puso nila, pero madalas po, nami-misguided po sila sa kanila pong mga sinasabi. Kaya nga po, napakaliwanag ng sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo dito sa chapter 4, verses 13 and following. Kasi makikita natin dito, may tanong po eh. May tinatanong yung mga taga-Tesalonica. At sinasagot po ito ni Apostle Pablo. Meron po silang mga maling pananaw na kailangang iayos at itama ni Apostle Pablo. At maaari pong ganun din po ang nangyayari sa atin ngayon. Meron pong mga bagay-bagay sa ating buhay na maaaring mali at kailangang itama at kailangan po natin ang Biblia na magtama ng ating pananaw sa ating buhay. So, let's dive into the text. Okay, tingnan po natin yung sinasabi ng text at tingnan po natin kung ano po yung ating matututunan sa mga verses na binasa po natin. And then later on, magkakaroon po tayo ng short application na makikita rin po natin sa other parts ng chapter 4. Okay po ba tayo dyan? Yan, thank you po. Okay, kung ready na po kayo, paki-chat lang po. Ready to listen. Yan. Ready to listen because the word will speak to you today. So tingnan po natin yung verse 13, no? Unang-una po sabi ni Apostle Pablo dito, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers. Eh, sabi ni Apostle Pablo, we started with the word but. Okay, in the word sa English po, parang makikita po kagad natin merong contrast, tama po ba? Pero pagka tinignan po natin yung buong detalye nito at yung konteksto po nito, actually parang walang kino-contrast sa Apostle Pablo. But rather, he is moving from one point to the next. Okay, he was moving from the same idea pa rin, pero merong ibang part ng sasabihin niya. No? And sabi niya, we do not want you to be uninformed. About what? About those people who have fallen asleep. Sabi niya, brothers, about those who have fallen asleep. Now, yung fallen asleep, yung asleep po dito is a figures of speech. Kung saan po ang ibig mo sabihin to, yung mga namatay. At sa panahon po natin ngayon, sa pandemyang ito, marami po tayong mga kapatid, kamahal sa buhay, na maaaring nawala po sa ating piling dahil po sila ay kinuha ng Panginoon. At maaari pong, ito po yung sinasabi ng Apostle Pablo, we need to understand these things. Ito po ay para din sa atin. Sabi niya dito, that we may not grieve as others who do not have hope. So, what Paul is saying here, ang tanong po natin, bakit po hindi sinasabi ng Apostle Pablo ito? Dahil nga po, meron pong mga tao dun sa Thessalonica na mga tao na nanampalataya, na namatay. Okay, ang tanong ngayon nila, naku, paano na sila? Makakapiling pa ba sila ng Panginoon? Kasi po, ito pa para lang po maliwanag, no? A little background in Thessalonica at doon po sa parte ng mundo na yun. Sa kanila pong pananaw, during that time, yung pong mga namatay, kapag namatay daw ang isang tao, that is the end of life. You cease to exist. That is it. Okay, period na yon. Wala nang mangyayari sa'yo. That is why, worried sila. Nagigrieve sila. Kasi sabi na, paano pag dumating na yung Panginoon? Hindi na nila makakapiling yung mga mahal nila sa buhay at yung mga mananampalataya. And yet, Paul corrected that misconception. How? Okay? Tingnan po natin. Makikita lang dito sinasabi niya, no? And sabi niya dito, okay? Paul was saying something to them. So, kailangan po nila makorek. Sabi dito ni Paul, one of the things na sinasabi po ni Paul na kailangan maunawaan natin. Sinasabi niya dito. Sabi niya, that you may not grieve, okay, as others who have no hope. Una po sa lahat, hindi po sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo na bawal po tayong mag-grieve. No? Pagka when we lose people that we love, okay, hindi po bawal hinagpis. Okay? Hindi po pinagbabawal ni Apostle Pablo na maging malungkot tayo dahil magkameron po ng mahal sa buhay na nawala. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. But what Apostle Paul is saying, do not grieve as if there is no hope for those people who already died. That's what Paul is saying. Kasi po, meron pong mga tao na walang hope. Okay, and we'll get into that even more. There's a quotation that I want to read. Sabi po niya, a grief at a friend's death is normal. But a grief of despair, one that sees only helplessness, is a denial of hope in itself. And that's what Paul is trying to say. Paul is not saying for us not to grieve. At marami po tayong kakilala ngayon na nagigrieve po because they lost loved ones. And we are grieving with you. And Paul is saying, but do not grieve as if you don't have hope. Okay? And that is important. Why? Saan po naka-anchor yung hope na yun? Well, verse 14 will tell us that. Okay? Verse 14, sabi po ng verse 14, since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so. I mean, right there, stop muna po tayo doon, okay? We believe. Una sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo, we believe. Okay, it's not just Paul who believed this. It's not just the people who were with him who believed this. Hindi lang po si Apostle Pablo, hindi lang po si Silas, hindi lang po si Timothy. But sinasabi niya, we. He's talking about the believers in Thessalonica. He was telling, we believe this. What do they believe? That Jesus died, okay? But he rose again. And so what Paul is saying, that it is wrong to say na kapag ang isang tao namatay, that's it. Period na, hindi po. What Paul is saying, because Jesus died and came back to life, there is hope. Because Jesus died and resurrected, there is hope. Jesus did not cease to exist, but resurrected from the grave. And so medyo nililinaw na ni Apostle Pablo, no? Nililinaw, tinitibag niya na yung mga wrong mindset nila. Okay, another thing that sinasabi niya, and then, ito pa yung maganda, and God will bring him, with him, those who have fallen asleep. Ito na, medyo kinakalma na ni Apostle Paul yung kanilang worries and takot. No? Sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo, sa pamagitan ni Jesus Kristo, dadalin niya, isasama niya yung mga namatay na mananampalataya. So what Paul is saying is that there is hope for believers. But Paul is also saying that there is no hope, that there are those people who have no hope. Now, ano pong ibig sabihin ni Apostle Pablo na meron pong mga tao na walang pag-asa? Ibig pong sabihin, kasi sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo, also consistent to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, where it says, okay, it is appointed for man to die, and after that is judgment. What Paul is saying, okay, pagka namatay na po yung tao, wala na siyang pag-asang mag-repent. Wala na siyang pag-asang tumanggap sa Panginoon dahil tapos na. Pero hindi po ibig sabihin nun, nag-exist yung kanyang existence. No, hindi po yan ang ibig sabihin ng Apostle Pablo. Alright? And next week, pag-uaralan po natin yan. Ano po bang mangyayari? Okay? Pero right now, ang sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo is that they have no hope. Why? Not because they don't exist anymore, but because they can no longer make that choice to follow and believe what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago when they die. That's what Paul is saying. So they have no hope. And yet, the believers, okay, and the unbelievers during the time of Paul, when he was writing this letter to the Thessalonians, okay, sila po may paniniwala nga na pagka namatay ka, period na yon. But Paul is saying, no, that is not true. But to believers, ang itong sinasabi ni Paul, to believers, death is but a transition. Death is but a transition. And I hope that brings comfort to you people who have lost loved ones today in this pandemic. That if they have known the Lord, if they have given their lives to the Lord, if they have put their faith in Christ Jesus, when they die, it is a transition, not the end. It is a transition to a better mode of existence, a life in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is their hope. And this is our hope. Hope in what God will do. And it is grounded in what He has already done. Nakuha niyo po ba yun? Okay? Ito po yung hope natin. Ito po yung pag-asa natin. Kaya po ito future hope. Dahil alam po natin, may mangyayaring maganda at itong mangyayaring maganda, ito pong inaasahan nating mangyayaring maganda is grounded to what God has already done. Because Jesus came and died and rose from the grave. Because He's alive today, we have hope. At verse 15 and following, babasahin ko lang po yung verses 15 to 17. Dito po tayo magtatagal ng konti. Alright? Dahil ito po yung madalas na mi-misinterpret, madalas na hindi nauunawaan ng mga tao at anais ko po itong ipaliwanag sa atin upang makapagbigay po ito ng encouragement. Again, this message is about encouragement. I want to encourage you today. Pakichat naman po. Let's encourage one another. Encourage. Chat nyo lang po dyan sa comment section. Verse 15 and following, sabi dito, for this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left, until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven and with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so we will always be with the Lord. Few things po na kailangan natin maunawaan dito. No? This is the most exciting part of this chapter. For me, no, this is the most exciting part of the entire letter. This is the most exciting part because this is the good news. Okay, this is the good news that Paul is talking about. This is what will bring encouragement. This is what will bring them courage. This is what will guide them to the present. Oh, because of what Christ has done on the in the past. Now, it will help us. You know, we are assured of our future. And because we are assured of our future, that will and that ought to guide us with the way we live our present. Remember, Paul said, this we declare by a word from the Lord. Ito pong sinasabi niya, a word ni Lord. Word ni Jesus ito. Hindi po niya word ito. And I am simply declaring this to you as well today. This is not my word. This is from the Bible. This is God's word. And I want us to listen carefully. Ano po ba yung sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo dito? Kasi po, ito po yung nagiging basihan ng maraming katuruan na minsan nami-misinterpret po ito. Ano po bang ibig sabihin nito? Ano po bang ibig sabihin nung sinasabi ni Paul dito? There are at least two Christian views, okay, that we want to look at in these verses that we read. Una po, yung sinasabi po nila na rapture. Na hindi ko po alam kung narinig niyo na po yan. Pero madalas, ito po, kung matagal ka ng mananampalataya, malamang marinig mo na. Pero kung bago ka pa naman po sa faith, baka hindi yung pa masyadong naunuan ano yung rapture. And you won't really even care about it right now. Okay? Pero it's good to know because this is something that's been going on for a very long time. Okay? Ano po ba yung rapture? Well, the idea of rapture, okay, is yung idea lang po na yung pagdating ng Panginoon, yung pong mga mananampalataya sa Panginoon, ay kukunin muna ni Lord. Mawawala sila dito sa mundo. Ililigtas sila ng Panginoon bago dumating yung tribulation. Teka muna, ano naman yung tribulation? Yung tribulation naman po ay yung kahirapan, yung judgment, yung wrath ni God na mangyayari. At sinasabi ng mga tao na ito, na tayo, yung mga mananampalataya ay kukunin ni Lord. According to these verses. Pero tingnan po natin mabuti yung verses na ito. Yung isa naman pong grupo ang nagsasabi, yung rapture at yung second coming ni Jesus Christ ay iisa lamang po. Pero yung isang grupo kasi sasabihin nila, dalawang bagay yung mangyayari. Mara-rapture muna and then saka darating ang Panginoon ulit. Ito naman po isa sinasabi, yung sinasabi nating rapture at yung pagdating ng Panginoon ay iisa lamang na mangyayari. At, so, tingnan po natin. Pero bago po natin tingnan yan, meron pong mga important Greek words na kailangan po nating maunawaan kasi po ito yung mga, dito po dumarating yung kalituhan ng karamihan. Una po, yung term na sinasabi, yung caught up, okay, in that verse, verse 17. Then we who are alive will be caught up. That word caught up po kasi in Greek, ayoko pong sabihin, basta meron pong Greek word dyan, no? Isulat na lang po natin dun sa screen mamaya, harpazo. Ibig lang mo po sabihin nun, is caught up or seized or to seize or to snatch. Yun po yung Greek word na ginamit. Pero po yung kasi yung word na rapture is actually an imported word. Yung po kasing rapture is an imported word. Hindi po yung galing sa Greek, galing po yung sa Latin. Okay, yung po yung Latin word. Ay, yung po yung ginamit. Nung nag-translate ng English, yung mga nagtuturo po nito, nitong katuroan na ito, ginamit po nila yung word na rapture na hindi po talaga originally from the Greek text. Alright? Ang ibig po nilang sabihin, ito, hindi ginamit ni Apostle Pablo in the original text. No, ang sinabi po niya dito is to be caught up. Alright? And then another Greek word na kailangan po natin maunawaan dito, tatandaan lang po natin, apantesis. Okay? Ibig po naman sabihin nun yung meeting. Okay? Yung po yung nasa verse 17 pa rin. No? Sabi doon, and then they will be caught up together with the Lord to meet the Lord in the air. To meet the Lord in the air. Exciting po ito. Okay, pag tinignan mo ito, exciting. Pero meron pong dalawang picture. Okay, gusto ko lamang po ipakita sa inyo, no? Kasi yung pong apantesis is a technical term. Technical term po yan. Yung po ay ginagamit kapag po may bumibisita na dignitary sa isang syudad. Or, minsan po, ito rin po ay ginagamit yung apantesis, yung meeting. Ito po ay ginagamit din kapag po merong mga victorious king or captain of the army who experienced victory. Okay, ang gagawin po nila, pagdating po nila sa kanilang city, yung mga tao po lalabas ng city gate at sila po ay imi-meet. Okay, and then when they meet, and then they will go together inside the city. Ganun po yung idea, at ganun din po yung technical term na minsan pag may bumibisita ng mga dignitary, okay, ng ibang bansa, imi-meet po ng mga officials ng town yung kanilang bisita outside the city, and then they will go into the city together. By the way, yan din po yung ginamit na word. Yung pong Greek word na yan po ang ginamit din nung minit ni Lord si Abraham. Okay? Nung nag-meet si Abraham saka si Melchizedek in Genesis. Okay? Nung nagkaroon ng victory si, ano, natandaan po ninyo yun, si Abraham, naligtas niya si Lot. Okay? And then nung pag-uwi niya sa kanila, minit siya ni Melchizedek. And that's the same word. Yun din po yung ginamit. Okay? Nung si David naman, ay minit din. Okay? In 2 Samuel chapter 19 naman, ganun din kay David. At ganun din po sa mga Israelites during the time in Sinai, no, where they met the Lord. So that is the idea. So meeting, okay, it's the same word na ginamit po sa Matthew 25, particularly in verse 6, yung pong parable ng yung parable of the 10 virgins, no? When the groom came, they all went out to the city to meet him. And then they went inside the city. So yung sinasabi po ni Apostle Pablo dito is carries the same idea. Okay? What's the same idea of welcoming party, going out to meet someone and escorting him back to his destination. Again, verse 17, we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so that we will always be with the Lord. Ngayon, tingnan po natin, parang mas maliwanag po. No? Pakikita ko po sa inyo yung picture nito. May dalawang picture po kasi. Iba po kasi, iniisip nila, eto yung sinatawag nilang rapture wherein the Lord will take away the believers, okay, before dumating yung tribulation ng kahirapan at mga pagsubok at wrath ni God. Ang mangyayari po dyan, the Lord Jesus will come down from heaven. Nakikita niyo po yan? The Lord will come down. And then the people of God will meet them in the air, and then the Lord will make a U-turn, and they will all go back to heaven. And ito pong katuroan na ito, lalo naging popular, nung panahon na meron pong sikat na sikat mong pinikulang Left Behind. Marami pong series yan. Maari pong yung marami po sa atin dito, no, ay nakakita, nakapanood na po niyan. At dahil po doon sa inyong napanood, diyan rin po ang naging inyong basihan ng inyong paniniwala tungkol sa second coming ni Jesus Christ. Na sinasabi diyan, tayo daw po ay kukunin ng Panginoon at hindi natin mararanasan yung hirap. At meron din pong naging popular na kanta during that time. I wish we'd all been ready. Let me read part of the song to you, okay? Sabi doon, life was filled with guns and wars. Everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died. Days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. And then sabi doon, there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife sleep at night. She hears a noise and turns her head, and he's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Diba yung kanta na yun? Grabe! Yung talagang two men walking up a hill, one disappears and one left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. Can you imagine the fear that brings to people? Di ba yung, hindi mo alam na kung may iiwan ba ako? Baka mamaya pag nag-rapture, yung kausap ko, biglang mawawala. And that is what this text, you know, this is, some people would say that, ito po yung sinasabi ng text. But again, Paul did not use that word. Paul actually used the word, yung apentesis that we meet the Lord in the air. So another picture, let me show you another picture. Ang picture naman, I think this is more accurate. Okay? Aralin yun lang po, no? Pero this is for me personally. Ito pong mas nakikita kong accurate na sa ang Panginoong Jesucristo, bababa po siya sa langit. Okay? We will meet Him in the air and then the believers will meet Him in the air. And then ang mag-U-turn, hindi si Lord. Si Lord didiretso papuntang earth and yung mga tao na nag-meet with Him with the air will make a U-turn and they will go back to earth together in with His glory and power. And I believe this is actually talking about the second coming. That the Lord will return. And that is why Paul said, okay, sabi niya dito, tinasabihan niya yung mga believers, huwag kayong matakot, tayo na mga buhay pa, tayo mga buhay pa, we will meet God in the air. Pero hindi natin uunahan yung mga namatay. So what Paul is saying is that this is an encouragement because we will all be with the Lord. Okay, ang sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo dito is that yung mga living ones and the living one, yung mga patay na po, okay, they will all be together in the air meeting the Lord. And then when the Lord comes, He will come and with all of us and we will all be with Him. So what the Apostle Paul is saying, again, in this passage, what Paul is saying is that the living ones and the living ones will meet the Lord in the air and accompany Him in His glory and honor all the way back to earth. And that should bring encouragement to all of us. Because I don't think God will spare us from that wrath that He is, you know, that from that tribulation. Kasi pag inisip po natin yun, ano? Remember Jesus prayed in John 17? Sabi niya, I'm not praying that you will take them out of this world. That's what Jesus' prayer was. And then imagine sa second coming, bilang mangyayari, tatanggalin tayo ni Lord. No, I don't think so. I think when He returns, it will be more consistent with the Word, okay, na kung saan pagdating ng Panginoong Jesucristo, lahat po tayo sasama sa Kanya at babalik tayo dito sa earth together with Him and He will reign with us and we will reign with Him. That is why Paul ended this verse, this passage with this verse in verse 18. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Paano po tayo may encourage sa word na ito kung takot po ang dadalhin nito sa atin? Pero hindi takot eh. Hindi takot yung sinasabi ng Apostle Pablo dito. Ang sinasabi niya dito, huwag kayong matakot dahil living one ka man o living one ka, pagdating ng Panginoon, all of us will be with Him and meet Him in the air. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Encourage one another with this word. How will they respond to this? Sabi niya, encourage one another. How will they encourage? Well, encourage them by the word. What word? Encourage one another with what Jesus did in the past. He came, He died, He resurrected. Encourage one another with what He will do in the future. He will return and meet the living and the living one in the air. Lahat po tayo yun. And that is why we can bring encouragement. That is why it should bring encouragement to all of us. So ano po yung application natin dito sa text na ito? Now that we know all these things, now that we know na lahat po pala tayo imi-meet ni Lord in the air. Exciting po yan. So two applications. Because we know what Jesus did in the past, His life, His death, and His resurrection assures our future. And knowing what He'll do in the future, His second coming will guide our present. What do we do then now? What do we now do? Okay, what do we do now? Number one, let us walk in holiness and love. Number one, let us walk in holiness and love while we wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. While we wait for that magnificent, glorious day where we will meet Him in the air, let us keep living holy and righteous life and with love. Okay, we need to walk in holiness and in love. We can see that in verse 1. Let me read verse 1. Okay, chapter 4, verse 1. Finally, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more. So what Paul is saying here is that, you know, again, alam mo, ang sinasabi ng Apostle Pablo po dito, no, talagang hindi ka pwedeng hindi magbago. Pag nakilala mo ang Panginoon, magbabago ka because makikita mo yung pamamaraan that God wants us to live. And so what Paul is saying, while we wait, let's not get so caught up with what, you know, the second coming and all the you know, the details of that. Ang kailangan po natin malaman, while we wait, let's live holy and let's live in love with one another. Verse 9, ang sabi ng verse 9, now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. Let us love one another. Ibig po sabihin nun, let us always think of what is good and what is best for other people, not just for ourselves. Number two, let us work peacefully and productively. Verse 11 says this, aspire to live quietly. Mind your own affairs and work with your hands as we instructed you. Let us work peacefully and productively. Mind our own affairs. Okay? Work with our hands. By the way, sasabihin po ni Apostle Pablo yan even later on, no? Sasabihin niya, those who do not work, do not eat. Kasi po, there were times na ito pong mga manampalataya sa Thessalonica, no? Medyo ayaw na lang magtrabaho. And yet Paul is saying, you know, as we wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us work peacefully and productively. So whether the living ones and the living ones, both will be with the Lord. And as we end this preaching today, you know, I just want us to really think this through. Like what I said at the beginning, knowing what Jesus did in the past assures our future. And knowing what He'll do in the future guides our present. It is so important that we know what Christ has done in the past and what He will do in the future so that it will guide us how to live in the present. And how do we live in the present? We live by pleasing Him, by walking in holiness and in love, by working peacefully and productively. And later on po, if you want more application of this text that we just talked about today, okay, pakinggan po natin at mag-worship po tayo later on this afternoon and listen to Pastor James to talk about even more of the, you know, the application of this text that we talked about. But today, I pray that we will be encouraged. That is my goal today. That is my goal today. My sole goal today is to encourage each one of us. Yes, the Lord Jesus is coming back. And yes, we will meet Him in the air. But when will that happen? I don't know. But it will surely happen. But while we wait, let's walk our lives in a pleasing way to God. Let me just pray for all of us today. Let's just bow down our heads and close our eyes. So I just have, you know, so I pray, let me just ask you this question. You know, and Holy Spirit, would you just minister to us? Or will you show us, Lord, today? Lord, are we walking in love? Lord, are we walking in holiness? It is my encouragement to you to really read chapter 4, the beginning part of chapter 4, and ask the Lord, Lord, which of these things that I need to repent from? Lord, which of these things that I'm not doing, that I ought to be doing while I wait for you? Or is it holiness that I'm not doing well? Is it living a love of walking in love? Is it working peacefully and productively? Lord, I pray that may you help us, even as we wait for your coming, that is surely gonna happen. Lord, I pray that you would help us to walk in love, to work peacefully and productively. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, another group of people I want to pray for. You know, the amazing thing about this text is saying that we will all be with the Lord always. Other translations would say that we will be with the Lord forever. The question is, you see, the idea here is that you will meet the Lord in the air when you believe in what Jesus did on the cross. My question is to you today, do you believe in Jesus? Have you given your life to the Lord Jesus? Have you accepted them in your life? Have you invited him to come into your life, to change you and to transform you? If you're here today and you've never surrendered your life to Christ, will you believe what he did on the cross for you to prepare you for the future? Will you just pray the simple prayer if that is you? Say, Lord Jesus, today I understand that you came, you died, and you resurrected from the grave and now seated on the throne, and you will come back. And I will meet you again. And Lord, I pray that as I open my heart to you today, Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. And I thank you for the life eternal that you're giving me today. Help me to walk according to your ways, to please you, to walk in holiness and in love, to be productive and to walk in peace. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ngayon, kung ipinalangin, if you pray that simple prayer, would you please give us a wave emoji so that we can help you with the decision that you made today? I hope this message encouraged you today, because that is the goal of this message, to bring encouragement to you, to bring encourage to all of us. As we end, let me just pray a prayer of blessing for all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.